not I had a dream that the world would turn around. All our hopes had come to be, and people gathered around. They all brought what they could bring, and nobody went with that. I learned a song to sing. The revolution starts now.
Good afternoon, Richmond. Welcome to Indie Media Live, one of the most progressive half hours on the radio because we have no corporate sponsorship and no corporate control. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I'm here every Tuesday introducing you to people who are passionately involved in the issues and causes that directly affect you and your family. We have a great show for you today. Karen Ranzi is here, mom, author, raw food consultant, and we're going to be talking about her book, Creating Healthy Children, and we're going to tell you about a couple of places you can actually come and see Karen today right here in the Richmond area. Before we jump into that, though, I want to remind you that you can always stream this or any of the other great programming on WRIR live at WRIR.org. This show that we're recording right now will be played again tomorrow on our live stream, WRIR.org, at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, so you can hear us all over again. I want to tell you about an invitation that you and your furry friends are invited to. This Friday from 4 until 8 p.m., there will be a really fun fundraiser to benefit BARC, the Bandits Adoption and Rescue of Canines group from Ashland, that will be held at Bar Louie at Short Pump, 11788 West Broad Street. This is to benefit a little puppy, Haley, who needs surgery for a crushed leg. And there's going to be a raffle. There are going to be prizes. Your dog's going to get its own water bowl and dog treat for coming. And if you want to find out more about this event, 449 BARK, 449 B-A-R-K, or you can go to their website, BARK.va.org. If you can't make the event and you want to help Haley, you can find out how to donate at BARK.va.org. I also want to tell you that the Richmond Friends of Animals, the volunteer group who stand up against animal abuse by promoting compassionate choices, holding peaceful demonstrations and outreach events, and directly improving the lives of animals, welcomes everyone to an event Saturday, July 23rd at 6 p.m. at the home of Amy and Matt Bergman. And if you're a regular listener to Indie Media Live, you've heard Amy on our show a couple of times. If you want to find out more about this event, richmondfriendsofanimals.org. This is for everybody. If you're interested in animal issues and activism, if you just want a great vegan meal, bring something vegan and enjoy the evening. You can also give them a call, 233-7313. I want, before we jump into our conversation with Karen Ranzi, to remind everybody that the heat is sweltering outside. We're actually under a heat advisory. And with all of the heat, as unpleasant as it is for us, can you imagine being out in it, wrapped up in a fur coat, and not being able to sweat to cool off? That's a pretty scary thought, but that's how our dogs and cats feel during this extreme heat. They depend on us, and this heat can be life-threatening for them. Of course, the number one thing to do is to bring them inside. If you can't give them the run of the house, that's not a problem. You can put them in a laundry room or cordon off a small part of the kitchen or some place in the house where they can be cooled down in the basement. But if they can't come in, just being under the shade is not going to be enough in this temperature now. So you're going to have to make sure that they have a lot of cool, fresh water. You might even want to put one of those baby pools out for the dogs to jump in. And you can, for your cats, make sure that they also have a lot of cool water. Of course, if you can bring them in, that is the very best thing for them. The signs of dehydration are heavy panting, difficulty breathing, lethargy, confused behavior. If you see any of these signs in your dogs or cats, you need to cool them down with some damp towels and get them to the veterinarian as soon as possible. So I guess a rule of thumb in hot weather or cold weather is if you're uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable. And so make them as comfortable as you possibly can because their lives depend on us. Well, I'm very excited today to be able to introduce you to Karen Ranzi. She is a mom, a lecturer, a raw food consultant, and the author of Creating Healthy Children Through Attachment Parenting and Raw Foods. And we've been looking forward to this for a while, haven't we, Karen?
Yes, we certainly have.
Thank you for being here with us today.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much.
We want, first of all, to tell everybody about the places that they can be with you today, because this is just your first stop in Richmond. You have a couple of more stops today. So let's talk about that first of all, and maybe you could tell people what you're going to be doing at Aquarian Bookshop at 5 o'clock and at the Tuckahoe Library tonight at 7.
I have a class that I'm going to be teaching. It's called Super Healthy Children. And we're going to be talking about ways that you can help your children to eat more healthfully, especially getting those important nutrient-dense foods into their diets, the fruits and the vegetables. Very, very important. And a lot of children have an aversion to green leafy vegetables. And those are so mineral rich. We've got to find a way to get them into our kids' diets, and I'm going to show you how.
Summertime is a great place for moving toward more whole foods.
Definitely is. It definitely is. And there's no reason for our children to be ill like so many children in our society are, with all the asthma and the diabetes and autism is growing and learning problems of all sorts. I'm also a speech pathologist, and I have found that diet has a tremendous effect on improving the ability to focus and learn. So changing the diet is really important, and we're going to talk about it more today.
I would like us to start at the very beginning. Would you share with us some of the journey that led you to writing this amazing book?
My grandmother, my paternal grandmother, she had severe asthma and emphysema in the early 1920s. And at that time, she was hospitalized, and the doctors told her that they could no longer help her. They didn't have the medicines back then or the inhaler to help her with the asthma, and she was getting much worse. And they told her that they couldn't do anything and she would have to leave the hospital. At that time, a relative told her about a book. It was called The Mucusless Diet Healing System. Came out around 1917 or 1918 by a German professor named Arnold Ehret, Ehret. Well, my grandmother had somebody bring her that book in the hospital. She read the book. She left the hospital. She changed to a vegetarian diet and moved gradually to a diet that was predominantly fresh fruits and vegetables. She still had some cooked food, but it was healthier vegan cooked food. And she lived another 50 years quite healthfully. So I grew up on the standard American diet. I did not eat healthfully. My mother, even though my father, who was raised by my grandmother, of course, ate very healthfully around me as I was a child, I chose to ignore it. My mother was fearful of all vegetarian diets because she didn't think that they contained enough protein, We know now that that is quite erroneous.
Oh, if I had a nickel for every time someone has asked me where I get my protein.
Exactly.
I'd be lying on a beach in Tahiti somewhere, living on coconuts.
That's right. And so I did not heed that important information until my second child was sick. And he had very severe asthma, similar to like what my grandmother had, and chronic ear infections and chronic allergic rhinitis. Was allergic to almost everything. And after 3 years of trying all kinds of treatments with him, to no avail, I finally realized that what my grandmother did might make some sense for my own child. And so I transitioned myself and my children to a high raw diet, which was fruits, green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, and smaller amounts of nuts and seeds. And my children thrived, and my son healed in under 11 months, didn't have a drop coming out of his nose, and the mucus was gone, and he was just a really super healthy kid for many, many years, until he decided as a teenager that he wanted to experiment and started consuming a lot of the processed and refined foods again. And there was a big difference in how he felt. He wasn't as well as he was all of those years that he was eating the healthy, nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables.
And you go into that story a little bit in your book, Creating Healthy Children Through Attachment Parenting and Raw Foods. Could you briefly tell our listeners what you mean by attachment parenting?
Attachment parenting means following the needs of the child rather than the child following the needs of the parent. And what that would mean, I have a lot of the principles in the book, but one of the most important is that after the child is birthed, the child should not be taken away by anybody. No hospital personnel should be grabbing your child and bringing your child into another room. The child should be put to the mother's breast to nurse, and then after that, the baby should be held against the mother's skin, and it's very important that the baby be against the mother's skin, and it's called skin-to-skin contact, for the first hours, days, even weeks after birth, because the baby gets this sense of true trust and emotional bonding. And there have even been studies in the last decade showing that this increased skin-to-skin contact leads to increased intelligence and higher intelligence scores later on.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Indie Media Live on WRIR. I'm Rebecca Ferris, and I'm talking with Karen Ranzi, mother, lecturer, author, and raw food consultant. Karen is going to be at the Aquarian Bookshop this afternoon at 5 o'clock and tonight at the Tuckahoe Library, talking about her book, Creating Healthy Children, the website superhealthychildren.org. Karen,
.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say .org? I'm looking at .com and I said .org. Thank you for that correction. Superhealthychildren.com. I am so struck right now by the amazing abundance all around us of the different kinds of fruits and veggies that summer gives us. Could you talk to us a little bit about, it's kind of a complex question I'm asking, but transitioning children to more whole foods, getting them more interested in that, and going more raw in the summer, and just nature herself and nature's incredible generosity. Could you talk to us about some of that?
Yeah, nature is so generous. And like you said, Rebecca, this is the perfect time of year to indulge in the fantastic variety of fruits and vegetables.
It is indulging.
And one of the things that I always recommend is getting children involved in the garden. And if you're not in a situation where you can do that, then go and volunteer with your family for a local organic farmer. You can find them all over the country. They are out there and they're doing amazing work, and we can get our families out there too, get our children's feet in the soil, electronically charged to the earth. Instead of in the house all the time on the computer and the TV, get them outside and start to look at how the animals live and watch the animals. Also realize that the largest animals are raw plant vegetarians. The camel, the bison, the rhino, the giraffe, the cow,
elephants.
The gorilla, the elephant. They're all raw plant vegetarians, and they grow these beautiful big muscles, and they're strong and healthy. So we know that fruits and vegetables are abundant, that we could eat differently every single day for 365 days out of the year. And we can teach our children how important it is. First of all, by what I said, getting children outside and getting them into the garden with their feet in the soil. Also, reading books to them about fruits and vegetables and how important they are. There's a book called The Children's Health Food Book. It's got wonderful pictures of superheroes who are into fruits and vegetables. So that's a fabulous book. Also, having fruits and vegetables as pictures in your kitchen. Very often, families congregate in the kitchen area. Show them the foods that you value. Hang up pictures that display the fruits and vegetables. Also, making treasure hunts that your kids can go on to bring them to the places where you have those foods, such as go to the place, you see on a message, go to the place where we plant our food. So the children go to the garden. The next message that they find in the garden could say, go to the place where we store our greens to keep them fresh. So they will go to a bin in the refrigerator. And you can do these fun treasure hunts with kids. They love those kinds of things. These are some tips that I found to be very successful with my family. They have also been successful with many families who I have worked with. I teach a class called Creating Healthy Children, and I'm touring around the country now on my book tour and trying to give a lot of the information from that class. Also, I think talking about animals and the way that they live is very important. Noticing that animals in nature do not nurse from any other species. Only humans nurse from another animal. Why are we doing that?
You mean like drinking their milk?
That's right. A milk from a cow is meant to make a calf into a 2,000-pound animal. Is that what we want for our children, or does that create obesity? We need to think about those things, and we need to teach our children to look at the animals in nature because they live naturally. And a lot of times when we take animals into our own homes and we start to give them food that we think that they should eat, processed food, they get the same illnesses that human beings get.
I had an incredible experience yesterday. I went with some friends early in the morning to about 10 or 12 different places where blackberries were growing. And we went yesterday and picked blackberries early in the morning. It was such an amazing experience. What struck me the most is the wisdom and benevolence of nature. Across these huge blackberry patches, you could see blackberries that were so ripe they would just fall off in my hand. You could see some that were almost completely ripe but still had some red. And then you saw the red ones and then the little green ones. So these don't all come into their ripeness at the exact same moment. It happens over a span of weeks. And so the gathering for the humans or the other animals and insects can happen over a long period of time. I just thought that was such a brilliant idea.
Nature is so amazing the way it works. And really, we should be eating only ripe fruit, ripe and organic, and especially going picking yourself. I mean, that is the best way to eat it, is right off the plant, fresh but ripe. And so you're right. I mean, you can, every time you go back over the summer, you can go and pick more and pick the ripe ones. And that is a great thing to do with kids. It's a wonderful weekend activity, taking kids berry picking or apple picking in the fall, peach picking. There's, you know, farmers that will open up their orchards. And that's a fabulous thing to do with kids. I sometimes created scenes for my children so that they would understand why we were eating the healthy, nutrient-dense foods that we were. And one thing I would say to my kids was, if we were driving and we saw a cow in the pasture and we saw an orchard of apple trees, would it be your instinct to go and suck on the cow's udder, or would you grab an apple from the apple tree? So I'll leave it to you to decide what my kids said.
That is one thing I really enjoyed about your book, Creating Healthy Children Through Attachment Parenting and Raw Foods by Karen Ranzi. It felt like you had done so much profound research, but at the same time, it was your story, the story of you and your family as you've grown through the years. And I'm wondering if you can talk to our listeners about the appropriateness of a raw food diet, a vegan diet, for all the ages and stages of life, childhood, pregnancy, lactation. Mm-hmm. I know the American Dietetic Association and the Canadian Dietetic Association have long recognized that vegetarian diets are completely healthful. And so I'm wondering if you can talk to us about that a little bit, Karen, the appropriateness of this lifestyle for all the ages and stages.
It is so appropriate. I mean, of course,
for seniors,
yes,
for old people, yeah.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to start off right at the very beginning. We know, of course, that for infants, the best nutrition is mother's milk. And I will be talking about that in my classes today, about the importance of mother's milk as being the first food. But then after that, baby needs to consume an abundance of fruit and vegetables to be able to have the vitamins and the minerals that are so necessary. And we get protein from green leafy vegetables. Well, did you know that spinach is 49% in protein? Kale is 45% in protein. The dark green leafy lettuces like romaine are about 34% in protein. So at any age, we can get the protein that we need, the vitamins, the minerals. We get abundant minerals from green leafy vegetables. And sprouts like sunflower sprouts and buckwheat greens and alfalfa sprouts and clover sprouts, loaded with protein, loaded. So these plant foods are, everybody should be indulging in them at any age, young or old. And actually, people who live long lives, very often, if you check out their diets, they're eating simply, the simply digested foods and the nutrient-dense foods.
And uncooked as much as possible.
And uncooked as much as possible.
Karen, in the last minute that we have, I would like to ask you, you know, our kids see a lot of things in the media about what food choices to make, like you were referring before to the standard American diet. The acronym is SAD.
Yes.
I don't think that's, you know, a coincidence. Their friends might be eating processed food. How do you explain to your children the harm that is caused to their bodies by eating animal products or eating processed foods or highly cooked foods?
Right. Well, when they are receptive, I believe in having some nice, very loving talks with them and just simply explaining that processed food robs our bodies of the vitamins and the minerals. We know that vitamin C, folic acid, and vitamin B1 are missing in processed and refined foods. I also recommend parents to take their children to the stores, take them into the supermarkets. We played a game called Supermarket Sleuths, and we went into the supermarket and we started reading the ingredients on the packaged processed foods. And I brought information with me to be able to determine what some of those things were. And a lot of words that looked like a science project was in those ingredients, and my kids were shocked to find that there was a lot of dairy ingredients in places where they didn't think it was. There was also a lot of monosodium glutamate, MSG, in foods, and you would not realize it unless you knew some of these ingredients, what they were. Like hydrolyzed vegetable protein is really MSG, and it's used to make the processed food tasty so that you'll come back and you'll want it again and again and again. So these are some of the ways that I was able to show my children that these foods are not for human consumption.
Well, if any of our listeners are interested, they can find out more, superhealthychildren.com, or you can come this afternoon at 5 o'clock to the Aquarian Bookshop, 3519 Elwood Avenue. Karen is giving a free talk there on her book, Creating Healthy Children Through Attachment Parenting and Raw Foods. And then at 7 p.m., you can follow Karen over to the Tuckahoe Library, 1901 Starling Drive. And there again, a free presentation at 7 p.m. Karen Ranzi, thank you so much for being here with us today. And thank you for this incredible book. And
I have very much enjoyed my time here with you, Rebecca.
Well, it's been great. And I thank you so much. I know all our listeners really enjoyed it. In the last minute that I have, I would like to remind everybody that this Friday, you and your dog are invited to join the volunteers from BARC, Bandits Adoption and Rescue of Canines Group, from 4 to 8 p.m. for a fundraiser at Bar Louie, that's in Short Pump, 1178 West Broad Street. This is specifically to help a little puppy named Haley who needs surgery for her crushed leg. There's going to be a lot of fun there. If you want to find out more about it, 449 BARC, or if you want to donate but you can't come to the event, they have a website, barcva.org. I also want to say one more time that this heat is scary not only for us humans, but for our pets who depend on us. The temperatures are so hot that our pets could easily slip into heat stroke or worse. And so make sure that your cats and dogs come inside if that is at all possible. And if not, make sure that they have a source of fresh, cool water. You know, a water bowl outside right now would quickly go to hot tea temperature in this sun. So that constant source of cool water is so important. If your cats decide that they don't want to drink, that it can be a sign of dehydration. So you can cool them down with damp towels, maybe put a little dropper full of water on the corner of her mouth to get her interested in drinking again. But if the signs of panting, difficulty breathing, confused behavior, lethargy continue in our dogs or cats, that could be a very terrible sign, so get them right to the vet. But hopefully you can bring them inside and give them the same comfort that we give ourselves during these really hot times of the year. I want to give a special thanks to LaShante Goffigan, my engineer, and all the other wonderful volunteers at WRIR who make Indie Media Live possible. Until next week, when my guest will be Andrea Miller from the Progressive Democrats of America, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, be kind to the animals and to the earth, but don't be silent, because silence is the voice of complicity. Peace out.
And you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. The last hour we just heard Richmond Ready, after that was the Rainbow Minute, and we just wrapped up Indie Media Live. And as Rebecca said, it is hot out there today. There's a heat advisory. It's going to reach up into maybe the triple digits up there. And with the heat index, it's going to be a lot hotter. And stay hydrated out there. The time is 1 o'clock, and that means it is time for the Michael Slate Show. So enjoy.